Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen. And we're saying that today is the last day, according to the tradition, because tomorrow is already the Ascension, and today is the last Pascha service that we had. And my beloved, it's a great, and of course, holiday. It is the longest holiday celebrated in a year. It's 40 days we've been celebrating this holiday, or 39, rather, because tomorrow is the 40th day, which is the Ascension. And my beloved, how much joy we had all this time. If we were able to keep ourselves in the spirit of the resurrection of the Lord and were able to keep the happiness without judging anybody. Of course, if we fell and judge somebody, then all the joy goes away. And this is all year round. If we judge somebody, we lose the joy, the spiritual joy of God's presence and God's love, because God doesn't want us to judge. He said, judge not and thou shalt not be judged. And this is why we have to at least keep ourselves from judging, because we lose the peace. We lose the peace. We lose the sight of our Lord. The Lord doesn't want us to be feeling His presence when we judge somebody, because we're taking actually His role. And how dare we do that? So, my beloved, you want to keep the peace, you want to keep the joy in your heart, you want to be able to really say joyously all year round, Christ is risen and truly He is risen. Well, then remember that. Never judge anybody. And if you see somebody falling into a sin, judge the sin, but not the sinner. How many times we hear that, of course, and even in the sermons over here about not judging. But it is, sometimes it becomes a bad habit for us. And when we do, immediately irritation comes. Immediately the enemy takes a hold of our heart. And then we have a very, very bad time. We have a very bad time. We can't pray. Then we can't associate with the heavenly dwellers. And we feel, eventually we feel very bad about it and what we did. And we lose sight of the Lord. Then we have to plead with the Lord to come back again, to forgive us. My beloved, it wouldn't be easier and simpler just not to judge, but to judge only the sin and not the sinner, and pray for the sinner. Now, if we saw that he has transgressed the laws of God, we know that we are always also transgressing the laws of God, and we don't want anybody to judge us. Well, that's what the St. John of Cross teaches us, and he tells us that not only do what you want others to do to you, but don't do those things what you don't want others to do to you. And my beloved, let's try to understand the law of love, because that's what God is all about. The Lord came on this earth for that, only for one reason, to teach us how to truly love one another, and how to love Him with all the mind and heart and soul and might, and how to love each other. Because that's what the main thing, that's what He showed. And the love can be attained only through first from patience, then great patience, and then finally love comes in. So says the apostle. The apostle of love, St. John, of course, tells us also that to fulfill God's commandments is so easy. That's if we have that condition, if we love the Lord. When we love the Lord, then we want to fulfill His commandments. We couldn't think of going against God's will. We couldn't think of breaking His commandments, because we know that from our breaking of the commandments, it caused them so much pain, and He died for us because of our sins. So let's truly love our Lord and be able to continue to rejoice, even though the leave of Pascha is today, but let's continue to still rejoice in the resurrection of the Lord, and remembering that the Lord had done that and came on this earth and did all those things to show us an example of how to live, so that we will be able to attain the kingdom of heaven, be able to rejoice forever and ever. Amen. Christ is risen.